Okay, so I had good intentions of drawing a calendar on the board, but none of the five markers here work, so you'll have to use your imagination. The Ramban in Perek Hey, Halacha Kavav of the Halachos, has the following case. Olam Choshesheth Lebeis Kashashes Halalu. So you have to go on being concerned simultaneously both for a Ves HaChodesh and a Ves HaFlaga She'eno Kavua Ad She'yikpala Echad Mehen Gimel Pamim Kedino, until you create a Kviyas for one of the Vesos. If you have a Ves Kavua, then you don't have to be Choshesh for the other Ves She'eno Kavua. Ketzah Rasa ba'alef b'nisan, so a woman has a re'iyah first on alef nisan, u'bekafbo, and then on kaf nisan. Chosheshes la'alef b'iyar when they rosh chodesh nisan. So she has to be concerned about alef iyar as a ves she'eno kavua, ves ha'chodesh, working off alef nisan. She's on alef nisan. So alef iyar is a ves ha'chodesh she'eno kavua. The imlo rasa, if she did not see on alef iyar, Choshesheth letishabo, she has to be choshesheth, she has to be knowing prisha, or whatever the halachas of a yom avest are, on tes iar, l'shir haflaga shel kaf, which is a haflaga of 20 since the re'iyah on kaf nisan. So she saw aleph nisan, kaf nisan, she did not see an aleph iar, she has to be choshesheth on tes iar because of the haflaga of 20 going back to kaf nisan. Rasa b'tespo, if she did see da'am on tes, in which case she saw on aleph, kaf, and then tes. Oh, shelo rasa bo, or she didn't see on tes. Chosheshes l'kaf b'ir. She has to be chosheshes for kaf ir. Shema b'imei hachodesh tikba vest, because maybe that'll be the vest hachodesh, because she saw on kaf nisan. So she has to be choshesheth on kaf iyar, she rasa b'kaf nisan. The kachi choshesheth lishneyem, ashe tikba ves haflaga b'dal riyo, so ves hachodesh b'gimel, oh, she titar echad b'kiris pamachas. So she has to be choshesheth for these vests of she'ena kavua until she is kaveya a vest. So says the Ramban. Beis Yosef is bothered by the following. Beis Yosef is bothered by two things. The first, he gets at it easily, and the second is a little harder. The first thing he's bothered by is if she saw an Aleph Nisan and then on Kaf Nisan, why is she Chosheshes for Aleph Iyar? If her last Re'iyah was Kaf Nisan, doesn't that eliminate the concern of a Ves HaChodesh on Aleph Nisan, from Aleph Nisan? So that he says no, that until you... Even if you're dealing with the Ves She'eno Kavua, until you pass that same calendrical day on the next month, you have to be Choshesh for the last, for that day of the Re'iyah on that date on the previous month. Meaning, if she saw an Aleph Nisan and Kaf Nisan, in the next month, you would still have to be concerned both for Aleph Nisan and Aleph Iyar and Kaf Iyar as a Yom Ves HaChodesh. The bigger issue that he's bothered by is how the Ramban presents the following. So she saw an Aleph Nisan, she saw an Kaf Nisan, she's Chosheshes for Aleph Iyar. If she doesn't see an Aleph Iyar, then she's Chosheshes for the flog of 20 days from Kaf Iyar until, from Kaf Nisan until Tes Iyar. But let's say she did see an Aleph Iyar. So it sounds like in the Ramban, if she did see an Aleph Iyar, then we would not be concerned about Tess. If she did see an Aleph Nisa, an Aleph Iyar, we would not be concerned about Tess Iyar. Why not? Why aren't we still concerned? That's the Beis Yosef. That you have a flaga of 20 days from Kaf Nisan to Tes Iyar. So she saw an Aleph Nisan. She saw an Kaf Nisan, and she sees an Aleph Iyar. But she established a haflaga as a vest sheina kavua from aleph to kaf. Why aren't we still concerned about that haflaga from kaf to tes, even if she saw an aleph here? So the assumption of that question is that a shorter haflaga is not automatically oker a longer haflaga. If you assume as a starting point that a shorter haflaga is oker, a longer haflaga, so then that's not a question because she saw at a 20-day interval, then she saw at a 10-day interval. Once you see at a 10-day interval, we're no longer concerned about the 20-day interval. So the fact that Ramban, that the Beisosif asked the question of the Ramban, why aren't you still choshish for the 20-day interval, even if she sees on Alephiar, that indicates that the Ramban in the question is assuming that a short haflaga is not going to be oker a long haflaga, even if we're talking about a haflaga she'eino kavua. Good. So that's the Beis Yosef kasha on the Ramban. And the Beis Yosef answers that since the first re'iyah was on Rosh Chodesh, her initial re'iyah was on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And then the second Re'iyah, and then there's another Re'iyah on Rosh Chodesh Iyar. So there's an intervening Re'iyah on Kaf Nisan. She saw an Aleph Iyar, Aleph Nisan, Kaf Nisan, and Aleph Iyar, right? Aleph Kaf Aleph. So in that case, you might assume that the Iker vest that we're concerned about is that vest HaChodesh, the Aleph day. And the fact that there is an intervening Re'iyah on Kaf Nisan was simply a Bimikra. But that's not part of a pattern that we have to be concerned about. Because once you see Aleph Aleph, so that it's already two instances, even though it's not kavua yet, of a vesta chodesh. So then you're not as concerned that the re'iyah on kaf was significant. And therefore, if you see an aleph, you don't have to count another haflaga from kaf to test. That's how the Beis Yosef understands the Ramban. Why, if you were to see dam an aleph ear, an aleph kaf aleph, you don't then have to be choshesh for a test. So says the Beis Yosef. And the Darkei Moshe in Aleph asterisk is bothered by that. Why should that be the case? Because why aren't we still concerned about the last haflag? And the Darkei Moshe shares the assumption of the Beis Yosef that a shorter haflag is not going to be ochre a longer haflaga. So very good that as far as the Vesta Chodesh is concerned, we're zeroing in on the Aleph, but why should that dismiss the fact that there was a Haflaga between Aleph and Kaf, and we should be concerned for another 20-day Haflaga as well? And the Darkei Moshe therefore assumes that the Ramban is Lazafka. The Ramban talk about a case where she didn't see on Aleph. She didn't see an Aleph here. So that's the bigger Chiddush. Because you might have thought that if she saw on Aleph and then on Kaf, and then again on Tess, so maybe in that case, the Haflagos are the primary concern. And then you wouldn't have to be choshish again for kafir. You might have thought if she see an aleph, kaf, then tes, you don't have to be choshish for the next kaf because the aflagos are the ikar. So even in that case, says the Ramban, according to the Darkei Moshe, where you don't see an aleph, you still have to be choshish for tes and kaf. But if you do see an aleph, you also have to be choshish for tes. And when the Ramban is talking about the case where he didn't see an Aleph Iyar, that's Lav Dafka, Who adin, even if you did see an aleph year, because a short haflaga is not ochre a longer haflaga, and you still have to be concerned about the 20-day haflaga dating back to Kaf Nisan, even if she did see on aleph year. Okay, so far so good. That is the dark emotion. The baseline lundus, the Taz has this, and other Achorim, so the place he has this, the baseline reasoning why you would assume that a short haflaga is not ochre, a longer haflaga, is the possibility that maybe when you saw in a shorter haflaga, that's dam in miserim, that's extra dam, that isn't part of the anticipated machzor, but that doesn't preclude the possibility that you're still going to see them at the longer haflag. But maybe the longer haflag is the expected haflaga, and you had an extra ria, a bonus ria in the middle, but that doesn't in any way indicate that you're not still expected to see them at the longer interval. So because of based on the dark emotion's understanding or emendation, if you will, or insertion of the word lav dafka into the Ramban, so the Rama in Shulchan Aruch here in Seif Yud Gimel presents that din in the Ramban as such. So the Rama writes, Isha Sherasa Choshashes of Vest HaChodesh Ulaflaga Ash Tikva Vest HaChodesh B'Gimel Pamim Ovesta flaga bedalat pamim. Oh, achit akir achas ben kesa. Rasa be'echa b'nisan v'kafbo. Kosheshes echa b'iyar. Min neighbors chodesh nisan. Rasa be'echa b'iyar o lo rasa bo. Kosheshes etes b'iyar. Shu yom kaf mir iyas yom kaf sherasa. So the Rabbi adds in those words. Rasa be'echa b'iyar. The Ramban had lo rasa. And the Rama says Rasa as well, based on his understanding that the Ramban in that sense is Lav Dafka. So the Rama Lefanenu incorporates that emendation to the Ramban, and he says the din is irrespective of whether she sees Dam on Aleph or not. You still have to be Choshish for the Aflag of 20 dating back to Kaf Nisan, and therefore you treat Tes Er as a Yom Havest. That's the Ramban here in Seif Yud Gimel. Tazikot in Yud Ches assumes that the Ramban is correct lahalacha. Assumes that the Rama is correct lahalacha. The Taz endorses the Rama. And the Shach, both in Sifkat and Lamed Aleph and in the Nukudas HaKesef, argues and assumes, like the original reading of the Ramban, that if a woman sees Dam in this scenario, Ad Rosh Chodesh Iyar, she does not have to be Chosheshes for Tess, because the Haflaga of record now becomes a Haflaga of 12 instead of a Haflaga of 20. Had she not seen on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, then you have to be concerned about the 20 Haflaga. She went from Aleph to Kaf, and now you're concerned from Kaf to Tess. But if she does see on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, so now the last Haflaga of record is from Kaf to Aleph, which is the 12-day Haflaga. So then she has to be concerned for Yud Beis as the Haflaga of 12 days. But there's no need to be concerned for 20 because the Shach assumes that a shorter Haflaga is Oker Haflaga Aruka. So that's not like the Ramban or like the Rama, not like the Beis Yosef's understanding of the, you know, the Beis Yosef had a kasha on the Ramban that was predicated on the assumption that a short haflaga can't be oker a long haflaga, and therefore he had to understand the Ramban more narrowly. The Rama was bothered by the same kasha in essence, and the Rama says that the Ramban is lav dafka, but both the Beis Yosef and the Rama assume as their starting assumption that they don't abandon that a shorter haflaga can't be oker a longer haflaga. And the Shach assumes, no, a short haflaga can be ochre, a longer haflaga, and therefore you read the Ramban Kipshuta without having to come on to any dochuk. As long as she sees at any point a shorter flaga, so then you're no longer concerned about the longer flaga if we're dealing on the plane of haflaga she'ena kivua. So that's relevant in two distinct scenarios. That if you assume like the shach, that a short haflaga can be oker a long haflaga, so that's relevant in two scenarios. Scenario number one is the nidon of the machlokas, the shach and the taz over here. That are you concerned about a longer haflaga since your last re'iyah? Meaning, let's say a woman sees on Aleph Nisan, and then she sees on Kaf Nisan, and then she sees on Aleph Iyar. Right? So are you chosheshes for Tes Iyar, which is the haflaga of 20 days since Kaf Nisan? That's the nidon of the Ramban. So the Shach assumes that the Ramban is to be read Kibshuto. And then in that case, we're talking not concerned about the longer haflaga once you have a shorter haflaga, because a shorter haflaga is legamri oker a longer haflaga. So that's case one, the case itself that the Ramban is talking about. So that's with the Shachus and Zalacha, for Moshe, Yoredei Chelag Aleph Simen Kuf Kaf Beis, Yoredei Chelag Aleph Simen Kuf Kaf Beis, seems to assume that the Shach is correct lehalacha, that a shorter haflaga can be oker legamri a longer haflaga, and that's what the Chazon Ish assumes as well. Misvara Chazon Ish Simen Pehei Oslamadal Simen Pehei Oslamadal assumes that the svara is like the shach. However, the Chazon Ish points out that there's a Ravid, who we'll see in a moment, may be dependent on Gersos and the difference between Madura Kav and Madura Basra. The Chazon Ish points out the Ravid, who seems to hold that a flaga kitsara is not okaris a haflaga ruka, like the assumption of the Beis Yosef, like the Ramah, like the Taz against the Shach. What is the Bali Nefesh? So in Shar Tikkun Avesta Simon Gimel, in the Rabbi Buchwald edition, is Oskav Aleph. He writes, the O Tavid Viteda, Ki Aisha Shekavala Vespa Haflaga, Kigo Me Esim, Le Esim Bechayotse Bo. If a woman has a Ves Kavua, a Ves Haflaga that's Kavua for 20 day intervals, the Shinsopam Achas, the Esim Bechamisha, and one day, one interval, she sees after 25 days, Hare Amarna Shechashesh Eshneya. So you have a Ves Kavu of 20 days that you're still Choshesh for. And the most recent Re'iyah was at a Haflag of 25 days. They have to be Choshesh for a 25-day interval as a Ves She'enu Kavua. Ukishihimon liyom Esrim. May Esrim v'chamisha shishin sabo ata himona. And when do you start counting the next 20 days? You start counting it for the day of the last Re'iyah. So that's a Machlokes Ramadaf Lamites. But we assume that you start counting your interval from whenever the last Re'iyah was, not from the hypothetical of when it should have been. So if she sees at 20-day intervals b'kvias, and now she sees at a 25-day interval, you start counting the next 20 days, because you're still choshesh to the Ves Kavua, from the day of the last Re'iyah, which was at a 25-day interval from the previous Re'iyah. Okay. V'im lo rasa b'yom esrim. And let's say she didn't see Dam at that 20-day interval. Nishameshes arbas yamim v'chasheshes asim v'chamisha. So she's okay the next 4 days. And then on the fifth day, which is the 25th day since the last Riyah, she has to be choshesh for that day as the haflaga she'eno kavua since her most recent Riyah. Okay. Ula olam kol ha-choshashos shehi choshashes b'haflagas min ha-riyah ranimona. All her chashashos are calculated from the last Re'iyah, both the haflaga kavua and the haflaga she'eino kavua. And that's the machloka samaram and the aflamites. When do you cheshbin your haflaga from the last Re'iyah or from the theoretical time that you should have seen it? Fine. So the Ravid has a line here. That even if she sees at a 20-day interval from the last Re'iyah, which is like her vest kavua, She still has to be Choshesheh for 25 days, which was the previous Haflaga Shena Kavua. If a Haflaga Kitsara is Okaris Haflaga Ruka, so in that case, if she had a Ves Kavua for 20 days, and once she saw at a 25-day interval, and then the next month she saw back at the 20-day interval, then you don't have to be Choshesheh for the Ves Shena Kavua of a 25-day Haflaga anymore. So that's what the Chazanir says. You see from the Ravid, that a vest, a haflaga kitsara, is not okeres, a haflaga aruka. Rabbi Buchwald points out that appears in that line appears only in the Madura Kama of the Ravid's Bali Nefesh, but not the Madura Basra. And he thinks that the rivalry was closer between the Madura Kama and the Madura Basra. Okay. So again, the first context of where the shach is relevant is the case of the Rabban himself, where she sees Aleph Kaf, and then even if she sees the next Aleph, he still has to be choshesh for tests because of the flog of 20 days since Ri'ah on Kaf of the previous month. But it's also relevant in the following. So let's say in that case, she sees on Aleph Nisan, she sees on Kaf Nisan, she sees on Aleph Iyar, and she sees on Tes Iyar. So if she sees on Tes Iyar, when do you count the next haflaga from? Right, she saw an Aleph Kaf, Aleph Tes. So Aleph to Kaf is a 20-day haflaga. Kaf to Aleph was a 12-day haflaga. Aleph to Tes was a 10-day haflaga. So we're still choshesh for the longer haflaga of her history, which is 20 days. So if you're choshesh for the longer haflaga, if you're choshesh for the longer haflaga, then you count another 20 days from Tess Iyar. According to the Shach, no, you're only concerned about the most recent haflaga, even if it's a shorter haflaga. Or let's say in the following case, if you have, let's say you had a vest kavua, You had a ves kavua for 20 days. The ves kavua for a flog of 20 days. So in order to be ochre, that ves kavua of a flog of 20 days, you have to have three instances, let's say, in which you don't see at a 20-day interval. I thought the Shah had another line about that here. I don't see it. Again, the bottom line is that according to the Shah, across the board in all scenarios, we're not choshesh for a haflaga aruka once it was cut off by a haflaga kitsara. There is a famous position of the Beis Meir here in our Siman. That number one assumes that a flaga kitsara is not a keres flaga ruka. And number two, not only is a flaga kitsara not a keres flaga ruka, but you always have to cheshbin your last or your longest flaga, your standing flaga ruka from your last riya. So according to the Beis Meir, even on the level of a ves she'eino kavua, if a woman has a flaga of 29 days, and then a flaga of 28 days, and then a flaga of 27 days, so she has to continue to be chosheshes for the 29-day haflaga as the longest haflaga of record, and has to start the count every time she has a new ri'iyah. She has to start the count up to those up to that 29-day haflaga.
What does Rebbe mean by start the count up until the?
Meaning that if she has on record a 29-day haflaga. So let's say she has a 29-day haflaga and her last haflaga was 26 days since the ves she'eino kavua. So next time she sees Dam, she has to be choshesh for a haflaga of 26 days. That's her best she'ena kavu of record. She also has to be a chosheshes for the flag of 29 days for the same starting point. So she would have to be chosheshes for day 26 and for day 29 as onos avest. So you'd always have to be choshesh for the longest standing haflaga of record, because you can't be ochre that haflaga with any shorter haflaga, even on the level of eno kavua. So that's known as the position of the vest of the base mayor. Many achronim are choshesh for the. For the base mayor. Question is, till when? How long do you have to be aware of your history? So Rabbi Morgenstern quotes from Rav Yashiv, not clear, but he assumes no more than a half a year. That you don't have to be conscious of your longest aflaga for more than a half a year since its most recent instance. Rabbi Karp quotes from Avil Yashiv, not more than a year. So I don't know if they heard differently or said different things at different times, but two representations from Avil Yashiv, either up to half a year or up to a year. And Rabbi Morgenstern also says that you don't have to be concerned about haflaga, previous haflaga rukas, once a woman's a mislekes damit. If she's a yoledes, or presumably a menekes also, he talks about a yoledes, that you don't have to cheshbin what was the longest aflaga before pregnancy after a woman is postpartum. Rav Vosner has that you shouldn't be machmir for the base mayor during Shana Rishona, although Rav Yashiv was quoted as saying even during Shana Rishona. And Rabbi Karp quotes that in Galicia, the minig was to be mako on the vest of the base mayor. In the Yamim Kanmonim, Rabbi Willig used to be choshesh for, think that you should be choshesh for the base mayor. And then in more recent years, he's changed his position that the ikar is like the shach, and you don't have to be choshesh for the longest haflaga of record. Okay, so let's talk a little bit now about Akira Savest. So the Mishnah on Samakil Mamid Beis, Haisa Lamuda Liyas Rawa Yom Tesva, Vishinsa Liyas Rawa Liyom Kaf, Zebeza Asurin, Shinsa Pamayim Liyom Kaf, Zebeza Asurin, Shinsa Gimel Pamim Liyom Kaf, Hutter Tesva, Bekava Liyom Kaf, Shin Isha Kavas Leves, Ashi Tekbana Gimel Pamim, Gimel. So to create a vest kavua, you need three instances, which the majority consensus opinion is, meaning three re'iyas for a vest chodesh and three aflagas for a vest aflaga. And to be oker a vest kavua, you need to have three instances as well. Says the Gemara on Samach Dalet Amud Beis, the last two dots, Amar Papa, Lo Amren Ela de Kavase Tlasa Zimni, the tzricha tlas is imli lemekre. If you're a kovei, a vest in three instances, you need three instances to be oker the vest. You have to pass that vest day three times in order to be oker that vest. Aval trei zimni b'chad is zimni meyaker. But if it's a vest she'enu kavua, even if it's a vest she'enu kavua that you had in two instances, all you need is one instance of not seeing dam during that onus of vest to be oker. Maika mashmalan tanina eina isha kavas levest ashit tekvena shalosh ba'amim. But ma'ar d'tei mechad alechad trei letarte v'tlasu v'tlasu kamash malan. Then no, it's three or nothing. If it's three, then you need three to be ochre. If it's less than three, even two, all you need is one to be ochre. Fine. Tani kavasa dira papa. Haisa lemud elios roe yom esrim. So women sees dam b'yom esrim. So we're going to go for now with Rashi, who understands that the Gemara here is talking about a vest achodesh. So it means that a woman sees dam on the 20th day of the month. Vishin saliyom shloshim. So lemud aliyos means there's a vest kavua. So a woman has a vest kavua for kaf of the month. And then 1 month she sees on yom lamin instead of yom kaf of the month. So Kaf remains Asur because that's a Vest Kavua. And now she has to treat Lamed as a Vest She'eno Kavua. Higia Yom Esrim below Rasa. Now in the next month, Kaf comes and she didn't see. So this is now the second month in a row that she did not see Dam on Kaf of the month. Mutaris L'shamesh Ad Yom Shloshim. So she's now Mutaris till day 30, which is a Vest She'eno Kavua. The Choshesh is the Yom Shloshim, so she has to be Choshesh for Yom Shloshim, the 30th day of the month, as a Vest She'eno Kavua. Higia Yom Shloshim V'rasa. So if she now sees on day 30, which would be the second day of the month that she saw on day 30, and then Higia Yom Esrim V'lo Rasa, and then in the third month or the next month, she doesn't see again on day 20. And then Higia Yom Shloshim V'lo Rasa, and she doesn't see on day 30 either, so she hasn't been Koveya day 30 yet. She only saw on day 30 2 months in a row. The Higia Yom Esim V'rasa, and now on the next month, she does see on day 20. Kurta Yom Shloshim, V'nesa Yom Esrim, V'mneish Aruch V'zman Oba. So 30 is Mutter, because that was a Vest She'eno Kavua that she only had two instances of. And if she didn't see down the third month, it's Nakar. And day 20 comes back to being Nikba as a Vest Kavua, says Rashi. V'nesa Yom Esrim Haba, Shrei Lumuda Be'esrim, Lo Akraso El Shnei Pa'amim, Sharei Akira Ha'achrona Shel Esrim Ha'achrona Shelo Rasa, Sha'achra Shloshim Shneim Lav Akirihi, Shrei Loshin Sol Yom Shloshim Hashlishim Kivesta. So Rashi says, even though there were 3 months that she hadn't seen on day Kaf, so that should have been Oker the Vest, but one of those months she didn't see at all. So to be Oker the Vest Achodesh, you have to have 3 months in which you see on a different day. If one of those months you didn't see at all, so that's not enough to be Oker that Vest Kavua, the Vest Achodesh Kavua, and therefore if she sees again on Kaf the next time, the Vest Kavua of Kaf is Chozer Vinei. Okay, that's how Rashi understands the Gemara. We're talking about a Vest HaChodesh. And that's the Raiter of Papa, that even though she saw on 2 day 30s, since it wasn't 3 day 30s, it's Nakar B'Pamachas. That's how Rashi learns, that's the Raiter learns the Gemara in Bali Nefesh. Says the Rash, Simon Gimel, the second Simon Gimel. For some reason here, there are two Simon Gimels. The Rash writes, Vim Isha Midalekes Vesta Pam Echad, O Beis Pa'amim, O Gimel Pa'amim. That if a woman skips her vest, doesn't see at the anticipated time once or twice or three times, the Eina Roa Bintayim Lizman Acher, and it's not that she sees on a different day, she doesn't see that month at all. So she goes 1, 2, 3 months without any Riyah. The Choseres Liros is mana vest. And then the next time she sees a Ria, it's back in the day that she expected to see it. Lo nekar vest bekach ashetikba lo vest. That you can't be oker, that vest kavua, unless you create an alternative vest, even as an eno kavua. So if she sees on, she has a vest kavua for kaf l'chodesh, and then she doesn't see on Kaf for 3 months, but she doesn't see on any other day either. And then the next time she sees, it's back in a Kaf. So she hasn't been Oker that Vest Kavua. So says the Rush. That as long as you haven't reestablished another Vest in place, the original Vest Kavua is Chozer L'Kviyasa. According to the Rush, even we'll see, I think we'll see this in Shulchan Aruch if we get to it. According to the Rush, even as long as you're not you don't replace the Yom HaVest, the Re'iyas Yom HaVest, with the different Re'iyah, so then the original Yom HaVest is still, the original Vest Kavua is still standing. And we'll see that even if you do have an interim Vest She'eino Kavua, until you're Kovei another Vest Kavua, that original Vest Kavua could be Chozer V'Neyor in a single Re'iyah. Meaning even in a case where a woman has a kviyas for kaf, and then she sees the next 3 months on a different day, and the fourth month she goes back to kaf. So as long as she wasn't kovei a new vest, so that vest kavua from beforehand could be chozer v'neir. That we will see, or that's in Shulchan Aruch in Se'if Tes Vav. Okay, so that's a Rashi and the Ramban, the Rashi and the Rabbit understand the sugya. We're talking about a vest hachodesh. The Ramban understood that the Gemara in Samach Dal is talking about a vest haflaga. As I saw, the Masifta Gemara points out that. That makes sense. The Shitaso, as we saw, the Ramban was skeptical about the existence of a Vest HaChodesh at all. So the Ramban was not prepared to understand that this Gemara is talking about a Vest HaChodesh, because he doesn't believe, at least in the Chidushim, that it's so clear there is such a thing as a Vest HaChodesh. So the Ramban understands we're talking about a Haflaga. How are we talking about a Haflaga? The Ramban writes as follows. Haisa lemuda liyos roa yom kaf, vishinsa liyom lamed. The Ramban says, midiksani hai lishna, the fact that the Gemara uses this lashon, shmamina devesta flaga hu dekafa mikafa kaf. It must be talking about a vesta flaga. So what does that mean? Midiksani hai lishna. So the pashup shot, the Iksani Hai Lishna, it says, Roa Yom Esrim. Yom Esrim doesn't sound a flog. It says Yom Esrim. It doesn't say Yom Esrim Lachodesh. It says Yom Esrim. The top of the Gemara, the top of Samach Dalim and Aleph, Rasa Yom Tesvav Lachodeset, Tezayin Lachodeset. They were talking, so even there, the Ramban doesn't normally talk about a classic Vesta Chodesh. But if you meant to say a Vesta Chodesh, if you're talking about a date, so it should have said Rasa Yom Shmot Yom Esrim Lachodesh. The fact that it just says Rasa Yom Esrim sounds like it's not a Vest HaChodesh that we're talking about. That's probably the pashtus of what the Ramban means, Hai Lishna. I saw also in the Masifta of the Gemara, across from the Lechem and Simla, that the Mashmos is the fact that the Gemara has the example of Shinsa Yom Shloshim. And not every month has a day 30. So if you're going to tell me a case of a Vest HaChodesh, so why is Gemara using a day 30, which doesn't appear in every month? Okay, but either way, the Ramban thinks that the simple reading of the Brisa, or the Gemara, sorry, of the Maimer of Papa, is that we're talking about a haflag, we're not talking about a Vest HaChodesh. It says the Ramban, Vahashta Kashali, Kevan the Kaimalan, excuse me, Miri Ilariya Menina, and since we assume, when it comes to the calculation of a Vest HaFlaga, you always cheshben your HaFlaga based on the last Re'iyah. The lo lefi minyan aroi, not based on when you would have expected to see it. Meaning, if you have a HaFlaga for 20 days, and then you don't see on day 20, so you don't now cheshben, even if you have a Vest Kavua, a Vest HaFlaga Kavua of 20 days, and you don't see on day 20, so you don't now cheshben another 20 days from that day 20, because there's no Re'iyah. That's the HaFlaga Samaram and Daf Lamites. So since we assume that you only calculate a flaga miri'iyah l'ri'iyah, it only makes sense to calculate a flaga from the last time you saw Adam and not from the theoretical time that you would have expected the flaga to begin. V'hasha kashali came in the kaimulan miri'iyah l'ri'iyah meninan v'lo l'fi minyan aroi k'disa b'shili b'nos kusim k'shigia yom kaf l'o rasa manu esrim v'tashlim lamed. So Kishigia Yom Kafalo Rasa. So if So we're talking about aflagas. So if the anticipated 20-day aflaga arrives and she didn't see dam, umanu esrim litashlum, or litashlum lamid, sorry, umanu asar litashlum lamid, and then you count another 10 days until you get to the 30th day. So the Gemara says, Haisa lemudaliyos yiroa yom esrim, she has a standard aflag of 20, the shin soliyom shloshim, and this time around, she had a flag of 30. And now you count another 20 days because your haflaga kavu is 20 days. So you're counting the 20 days from day 30, not from day 20, right? So umanu asar latashim lamed. So it's another 10 days till you get to day 30. Now you have to count 20 days. Higia yom kaf virasa diksani ki aruch mizmaruba mayinidu. So let's play the Gemara says the Rambam. So Haisa Lemudalios Roa Yom Esrim Shin Sayom Shloshim Zevis Asurim. So she saw a haflaga now of 30 days. So now after Yukoshesh both for a haflaga of 30 days and for a haflaga of 20 days. Higia Yom Esrim below Rasa. So now you count another 20 days from the 30th day. And she doesn't see how that day 20. Mutaris the Shamish Ayom Shloshim. So you still have to keep on counting until day 30 because we're concerned both about a 20-day aflaga and a 30-day aflaga. The Choshesh is Yom Shloshim. Fine. Higia Yom Shloshim Virasa. So now at that 30-day interval, she saw Adam. So this is the second 30-day interval at which she saw Adam. Good. Higia Yom Esrim Velo Rasa. And then you count another 20-day interval because you're still concerned about the kavua of 20 days. So this is now the third time we're counting 20 days. And she didn't see dam after that 20-day interval. But she's also counting 30 days from the last Riyah because of the 30-day interval. Yigiyom shloshim v'rasa. And she didn't see dam at that day 30 interval. So she didn't see dam at the 20-day interval. She didn't see dam at the 30-day interval. What's she counting anymore? And what's yigiyom esrim v'rasa? Another 20 days, what are you counting from? You only count from the last time you had a Riyah. So there's no more 20 days to count from because she didn't see on day 20. She didn't see on day 30. So what's the Gemara talking about at the last time, Lo Rasa? At the last time, Higia Yom Esrim V'Rasa. Where are you counting 20 from? That's what the Rabban's bothered by. So the Ramban says, "V'ikol ameibar, hacha menina leminyan arai." So maybe in this case, you taka do count 20 days from the theoretical yom haves, the theoretical aflaga, and not from the yom hariyah. Meaning, in order to be oker the vest, you actually would have to count multiple 20-day intervals, even if there's no intervening re'iyah, in order to be oker the rest, the vest. Even though from the Gemara Lama test, it seemed to emerge that we never count from minyan arai, you only count from the actual last re'iyah. So the Ramban, because he has no other way out of this Gemara, understands that no, it must be that in this case we do count lefi minyan arai. Okay, if you look at the Chidushei Ran, the Chidushei Ran has a slightly different girsa in the Gemara here, in the Cheshbon, according to which the Ramban's kasha may not be a kasha anymore. Okay, so again, Rovi Shonim understand that the Gemara is talking about a Vesta Chodesh, and the Ramban, perhaps because of his bias against Vesta Chodesh, understands he's talking about a Vesta Flaga, and therefore runs into difficulties how to read the Gemara based on our understanding of not counting Haflagas Biminyan Arai. I don't think the Farish. Have to not sure. Have to work it out. I'm not not sure if it's clear. We'll take a look. Okay. The Shach here in Sifkat and Mem Aleph understands. We quoted earlier the Rush that in order to be Oker a vest, it's not enough to not see during that onus of vest for 3 months. You have to see in a different month. If not seeing any dam for 3 months won't be okere a vest kavua. So the Rosh says that in the context of a vest a chodesh, that if you have a vest kavua for kafla chodesh and then you don't see anything for 3 months in a row, that's not okere the vest a chodesh until you see at different times. So Shach assumes that's true for a vest haflaga as well. Which is a simple reading of the Mechaber in Siv Tesvav. The Ramban writes in Perek Vav Halacha Hey that the related din that until you're kaveya a vest another vest kavua that the previous vest kavua even if it's nakar could be chozer v'neyer in a single re'ia. So the Ramban writes. Perek Vav Halacha Hey. Hifsika harbe kedei gimel onos shel vest. Hirasa shub eina choshashis vesta risha. Chazer liros asof kaf luria zu chazer avesim komo. Rehu ke ilu rasa bo kol yameha. Afilu hifsika shana misha shetira vitaxer vitira liyama kaf chazer avesim komo. So even if a year elapses since the last time you had a re'i on kaf lachodesh, as long as you're not kovei another vest kavua bin komo, that could be chozer v'neyor many many months, even a year later. The Baal Amor assumes that that could only concern us as a vest she'eino kavua, not as a vest kavua. But the Ramban assumes that it's chozer v'neyor as a vest kavua. So let's say you have a woman who has a vest kavua. Let's talk about a vest haflaga. So she has a vest kavua for a flag of 20 days. She doesn't see after 20 days. So to what extent are we still concerned about that haflaga at all? And she's only, she didn't see after 20 day haflaga. So are we choshesh at all for minyan arai? Are we choshesh that even if she didn't see other 20 day interval, you have to count another 20 day interval? If a woman doesn't see a dam at her anticipated 20 day interval after a vest haflaga, that's a flag of 20 days. She doesn't see dam at the 20 day interval. Does she have to be choshesh to count another 20 days? Because maybe she'll, she has a vest kavua. So are we still concerned about the existence of this vest kavua beyond, if she doesn't see dam at all, do we have to count the luminion array, essentially, for another 20 days? If she didn't, she have a vest kavua. She didn't see at the anticipated 20 day haflaga. So what does it take to be oker that vest kavua now? Let's say she won't see for another 60 days. What does it take to be okay that vest kavua? Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't budget time well. It's going to take more than 5 minutes to do this, and I have to go to my next shiur. Let's stop here. Tomorrow we'll meet on Zoom. I can't do it before.